leading main menu news briefs this week, Napster plans to appeal a crushing decision handed down by a federal judge that the company remain offline until it can perfect its song swapping system. U.S. federal judge Marilyn Hall Patel shot down the notion that Napster could quietly come back online without 100% effectiveness in its song screening technology after an injunction that it remove all copyright music. And Microsoft jumped into the online music business last Thursday with a deal to offer PressPlay, an online service formed by music giants Vivendi, Universal and Sony on its MSN network. The deal caps months of negotiation between the three giants making content from two of the world's largest music companies, Vivendi, Universal and Sony, available to MSN's approximately 5 million subscribers. Microsoft on Wednesday changed the licensing terms it imposes on PC manufacturers to install its Windows operating system, responding to a recent ruling in its antitrust case. In a dramatic shift, Microsoft will allow PC makers to remove Internet Explorer icons and entries from the start menu and provide the ability to remove user access from Internet Explorer altogether in the new Windows XP. The company will also extend this to Windows 98, Windows ME and Windows 2000. Clear Channel Communications, the United States' largest radio station owner, which in April shut down most of its internet operations in the face of legal and financial barriers, plans to return 250 stations to the internet. Clear Channel has signed an exclusive agreement with Highwire Incorporated to strip out commercials heard by the channel's radio listeners and replace them with new spots designed specifically for the internet market. Maxtor has spun out a 100GB hard drive aimed at a small but growing audience of audio and video fanatics. The $300 Diamond Max D536X is the latest high watermark for an industry in which technology is butting heads with the laws of physics. And having won the rights to several Aimster-related domain names, AOL Time Warner has sent attorneys after the creator of a fledgling instant messaging project, saying it may violate company trademarks. SourceForge.net developer Douglas E. Warner said in a web posting that he'd received notice from an AOL attorney, asking him to cease use of the letters AIM to describe his PHP AIM project. 31% of U.S. internet users have broadband access at home, work or school, according to Arbitron. 58% have broadband access only at work, 27% have it only at home, while 15% have broadband access at both locations. Hewlett-Packard must pay intellectual property fees on CD burners retroactively for 3 years, a German court has ruled. HP said it will appeal the ruling. The ongoing legal battle seeks to determine whether buyers of the devices must pay a flat fee to offset losses sustained to authors and artists whose work is duplicated without their permission. HP is fighting the test case on behalf of all hardware makers. And finally, Freedom Scientific has announced that it has launched a program to award $101,000 in technology scholarships annually, beginning in the 2001-2002 school year, to high school and college graduates in the US and Canada who plan to continue their educations. Richard H. Chandler, chairman and president of Freedom Scientific, announced that this program will be implemented through a partnership with six leading organizations in the blindness field: the American Council of the Blind, the American Foundation for the Blind, the Braille Institute of America, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, the National Federation of the Blind, and Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. Each partner will be responsible for screening applications and selecting the recipients for a portion of the funds. And some consumer advocates in Canada have been critical that consumer organizations are not involved in the selection process as they are in the United States. And that's News Briefs for another week.